you take a look at the slim flip phones that were popular in 2004 and compare them to the 5-inch touchscreen phablets of today, you can see how quickly devices change from one generation to the next. Incredibly, there's one gadget that has managed to monopolize a market without changing much at all over the past 10 years. The TI-84 Plus, a graphing calculator made by Texas Instruments. Matt McFarland is the innovations editor at the Washington Post and wrote about why this outdated tool continues to dominate in the classroom. Matt, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a sense of just how successful the T-84 is compared to its competitors.
Well, Texas Instruments had 93% of the graphing calculator market share in the last year. It's really the de facto standard for so many students. Pretty much if you're taking a high school math course, you will probably want one. Some college students as well use them, generally like in engineering.
So how much has it changed since first introduced in 2004? Have there been, you know, updates, new generations, swiping like we see on smartphones or tablets?
Right. The device has been fairly consistent. There is a newer version, which has a color screen and more memory.
Whoa.
But yeah, the TI-4, the base model, the TI-84 Plus, is essentially identical in terms of its hardware components. The software has been updated. But yeah, it's really remarkable in the case of a piece of electronics to undergo so little change in such a long time span if you compare it to a lot of other things out there.
How about the price? I remember it being a pretty steep one back in high school.
Right. Yeah, the MSRP, the suggested retail price, was $150 for the TI-84 Plus when it came out. It remains at that price. It's important to note that that's not your best representation of what you're going to pay if you go out and buy one today. Generally, from about $80 to $100 is what you would pay for a TI-84 Plus today.
That's pretty expensive. I mean, considering that so many other electronics have gotten smaller and gotten more efficient and gotten less expensive over the past 10 years. Is Texas Instruments making a pretty good profit on these?
Yes, it's hard to pinpoint exactly, but from kind of reading the tea leaves, it seems like they are doing very well. I spoke with one analyst who estimated the cost of manufacturing a TI-84 Plus at between $15 and $20. And if you look at other electronics out there, say, you know, an iPod Touch or an Amazon Fire, and you just, you know, line up the components, look at how good's the screen, how many pixels, what's the resolution, or how much memory does it have, and you'll find that the TI-84 looks a bit underpowered at the price point it's at, but it is sufficient for, you know, what students do need in the classroom. So there hasn't been a huge need to really upgrade it.
Well, that surprises me that Texas Instruments has not been forced into the same competitive one-upsmanship that so many other advices in the tech world seem subject to. Why not?
Yeah, I think that really speaks to the world of education and how our system is. Education, it's a unique marketplace in which, you know, first mover advantage is very important and network effects. And once Texas Instruments really built itself up and became the standard, what teacher or, you know, what school district suddenly wants to change to a new calculator? It's a lot of work for everyone to learn the new software and how a new calculator works. It's really great if you have every kid in a class using the same device. So even while, say, Casio has some calculators with about the same abilities as, say, a TI-84 offered at a lower price point, they haven't been able to make much headway into the market.
Couldn't all the functions of a graphing calculator be done on a smartphone these days? I mean, we have apps for everything. Why haven't graphing calculators been entirely replaced?
Right. It's a great point. Just smartphones have swallowed so many of the functions of other devices we use in our lives. And there are free graphing calculator apps out there. But the problem is, what teacher really wants their kids to have the smartphone out in a classroom. There's just such a distraction risk. So, well, yeah, sure, a smartphone, it would save some people so much money and seems like a great alternative. The problem is making a smartphone a device that educators are comfortable having their students use in a classroom.
Well, Matt, thanks for filling us in on a relic that seems to be doing quite well, the TI-84 calculator.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Matt McFarlane, Innovations Editor for The Washington Post, and you'll find a link to his article, The Unstoppable TI-84 Plus, How an Outdated Calculator Still Holds a Monopoly on Classrooms. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org. The artist M.C. Escher may be best known for his repeating patterns and mind-bending optical illusions, but a comprehensive exhibit at the Currier Museum of Art includes some of his earlier, lesser-known works. The Man Behind the Illusions, when Word of Mouth continues.